We're doing mitzvah tet in Sefer Mitzvot Katan, the ninth mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah to don the tefillin on one's head. We mentioned the previous mitzvah was to put tefillin on the arm. Now we're doing the tefillin on the head. The Torah says, we say it in Shema, v'ayut tefot b'neinecha. There should be an ornament between one's eyes. And we say that that's a reference to the mitzvah of tefillin. It doesn't have to go directly between one's eyes, but we place it up by the fontanelle. And in the tefillin, we have four parshios, the parsha of Kadesh Lichol Bichor, and then the parsha that's written directly following that, at the end of Parshas Bo, V'ayoki Yeviacha, and then the parsha of Shema, and then V'ayim Shamoa. And here we have the acceptance of the yoke of heaven upon us, and we also commemorate the miracles, the wondrous things Hashem did for our forefathers when they left Mitzrayim, and that Hashem brought us close to His service. Now, those four parshios are also the four parshios in the tefillin on the arm. They're the same four parshios, only on the head, you have four compartments, and each one's written in its own klaf. And on the arm, they're all written on one long piece of klaf. Now, if a person does not wear tefillin, so then he's transgressing eight mitzvot, because it's eight parshios, and each one, technically the Torah says on its own, you should put on one's arm and one's head. So it's when we put on tefillin, it's like we're fulfilling eight mitzvot. When we wear tefillin, we have to have a guf naki, a clean body, that a person doesn't pass here, pass gaz, so long as he's wearing the tefillin, and of course he doesn't go to the bathroom. A person is supposed to have his tefillin on when he says Shema, and whoever wears, he is promised longevity. Hashem says, Hashem aleim yichyu. When Hashem is upon them properly, then they live, God says. When a person has his tefillin on him, he has to remember they're on him. They have a lot of holiness, so he shouldn't forget he's wearing tefillin. He shouldn't speak lightheadedly. He is not allowed to have improper thoughts. A person is not allowed to think about women or anything that's immodest. A person is, the tefillin is supposed to help a person be in anav and a yirei shamayim, and that's why a person should behave, especially when the tefillin are on him. He's not supposed to joke around or just schmooze. He has to have his heart connected to Hashem and to truth when he's wearing the tefillin. And the mitzvah tefillin is relevant in every place, at every time. And we know that men are obligated to wear tefillin, and the minhag is that women, being that they're not obligated, they don't wear it.